Welcome to our online course on the Mandala of Being, the subject of my most recent book and the culmination of my teaching work with people all over the world over the last 30 years. What we're going to be focusing on is learning to understand how we lose connection to our essential self when our minds carry us away into the four directions that the mandala will be presenting to you. These directions are when the mind goes into the past or into the future, or when our minds go into judgments and beliefs about ourselves, or judgments and beliefs about other people, or virtually anything else, including things like money, our bodies, our health, even God. When we don't realize that our mind is carrying us into thought, and we become instead identified with these thoughts about the past or the future, they become part of our sense of self. Throughout your lifetime, without realizing it, many stories that you've told yourself about your past, about yourself, about others, about your future, were not examined in the way we're going to learn to do here. Instead, those stories were believed. You became identified with them, and the result was that they became part of your sense of self. In the work we're going to do, you're going to find a way to be restored to who you really are. Your deep, unlimited consciousness that starts anew every moment. In this first lesson, we go to the very heart of the mandala, the center of the mandala, the beginning point for any exploration of ourselves, the now moment. We all just live in the now. There is nothing else that is real. We smell, we hear, we feel. All our thinking can carry us away from the now moment, but it's taking place right now. Life is right now. But when we lose touch with that, we lose touch with ourselves. It would be very much like trying to navigate a boat and not knowing where you started from. For example, you might be in a relationship with someone, and instead of starting in the present moment with the immediacy of what you're feeling and seeing and sensing, your mind is caught in a story from your past of a painful experience, and so you're starting the navigation into this new relationship with your mind caught in a past. And as a result, you can't really see who you are in that moment clearly or the person that you're in relationship with. So if we're going to learn to navigate through our lives, navigate the difficult decisions that we have to make in our lives and the many challenging things that our lives will always be presenting to us, it becomes fundamental to realize that who we really are starts right now, that your true story, who you really are, begins completely fresh and new right now, that you're going to navigate into all the decisions in your life by learning to connect to your deeper self in the present moment. So how do we do that? But what is the present moment? Let your inner gaze turn now to your own body. Your heart is beating in the present moment. It's the only time it beats. Feel the next breath as it starts to come in. Follow that breath. Watch how it reaches a point and your lungs are full, and then naturally you exhale, the air falls out. There's a pause at the end of exhalation, and then the next breath comes again. For just a minute or two now, give your attention to your breathing. Your breathing is always in the now. Let the sensation of your breathing become very clear, very vivid. Perhaps the feeling of the breath in the belly, the pushing of the belly in and out as you breathe. Perhaps it's the sensation of the breath moving through your nostrils. Just observe the sensation of your breath. Let the sensation become vivid. Focus your mind on the sensation of your breath. Let your attention be with your breathing. Notice how automatically you begin to settle, become quieter. We can visualize this as if you've taken some water from a muddy stream and put it in a clear glass vase, clear glass jar. Over a minute or two, now that it's not being stirred up, the mud begins to settle. The water starts to become clear. Well, the mud in our lives is the agitation created by our thoughts that make us angry or anxious or guilty or regretting. By bringing our attention into the now, we are allowing that mud to settle and to experience a calmness in our body and a spaciousness. What I mean by spaciousness is that your mind is focused, it's alert, but it's relaxed. You're not concentrating in the way you might at work. Right now, you can feel your breathing, you can hear the sounds around you. You can look at some object wherever you happen to be sitting. Focus on a painting on the wall or a lamp on a table. See how clear you can see it. The present moment is perception, it's sensation. And something ineffable, that limitless awareness that each of us has. Feel your breathing. And know that who you really are, your true story, starts right now. That you can learn to free yourself from the beliefs about your past or your future, about yourself, about others. That you can start right now in the present moment with what you're experiencing. You can have a fresh perspective. In Zen, they talk about original mind. In Christian mysticism, there's the notion of the virgin moment, the moment that hasn't been distorted by thinking, conditioned by thinking, determined by ideas and beliefs. Feel that who you are is that limitless awareness. Hearing the sounds around you, perceiving the sights, the light, the colors. Present in your body, this blessed miracle of a living body, hundreds of trillions of cells working together. The mystery, the extraordinary beauty of life that each of us is. Feel your body. Be present in your body. The breathing is the most simple and direct way to be with present moment sensation. How vividly can you feel your belly moving, your chest rising and falling? Let your awareness and your attention travel down into your hands. As soon as we give our attention to anything, we start to experience subtle sensation. We start to amplify what we give our attention to. This is why when we give our attention to thoughts that make us worried, we become more worried. Right now, bring your awareness into your hands. Feel how suddenly there's an aliveness, a tingling in your hands. Very softly move your hands, pressing the back of your hands into the air. then pressing the front of your hands into the air. Bring your hands in front of you so your palms are facing each other. Let your attention sink down into your hands, into the space between your hands. It's not something that we do, making vivid something that's not in our ordinary attention. We tend to make vivid our thoughts, which will make us worried, that'll push us into the past or the future. But put your awareness now in your hands, in the space between your hands. As you breathe out, softly, gently press your hands toward each other. Compress the space between your hands. As you breathe in, stretch the space between your hands. Don't try to experience something that your mind tells you you should be experiencing. Bring your attention right into your hands and experience what you're actually sensing, what you're actually feeling. Stretch the space between your hands. Compress the space between your hands. Notice that your mind is getting quieter. Allow yourself to think for a moment. Here am I. Feel yourself in the space in which you are living, the room, the moment. In this moment, without any thought, to take you away from your essential self, you are already who you've wanted to be. You are already who you've been seeking to become. Feel that thought. I am already that for which I have been seeking. Without a thought to take me away from myself, there is just quiet. Feel how the stress is draining away. The natural humming softness of your being. Say to yourself, who I am begins right now. Feel how from this quiet place, with that image of the mud settling, that you've become settled in yourself. Now you can make a clear decision if you need to. Now you can let your intuition work clearly, because it's not being overshadowed by thoughts that are pushing you to find answers or make decisions or make changes. Throughout the work that we'll be doing in all five lessons, the most important thing will be to remember to start in the now of yourself. You'll be placing cards on the floor that you can just put the word now and step into it, letting your body take a symbolic step as your awareness joins the now. Also around you, you'll have, just like in the picture, the graphic on the computer, a place to put the past thoughts, the future, the me and the you, stories that we'll be discussing in greater depth. But we'll always want to start right now, our true beginning, and in the mandala being right in the center of the mandala. And we'll want, at the end of each inquiry, into the other places that our minds take us when we're not in the fullness of ourself, in the present moment, we want to always step back to the now and taste once again a few moments in which the breathing holds our attention. You feel your body. You listen, you see what is right now, and you grow quiet in yourself. So continue now for a few more minutes. Here am I. I am sufficient as I am. Feel the soft presence around your hands. Remember, the only way to navigate in your life is to consistently have a starting point. Most people don't have a starting point. They're so far in the future most of the time, or so far in the past, so far into belief about themselves, not the actual experience of themselves. And as a result, it's so difficult to navigate life with joy and creativity and compassion. As you learn to bring your mind back and start again and again in the now of yourself, what you're going to discover is that there is joy, simplicity, and clarity. You'll feel empathy for your friends and for the suffering of others. You'll have compassion. You'll look at your stories about yourself, and you'll begin to become amused instead of concerned. You'll think about things you've believed about the past, and instead of feeling guilty or regretting or nostalgic, you're going to say, thank you. There'll be gratitude. I can't be this person that I am now in this moment if I hadn't lived all those things. And as you start to feel more and more comfortable with who you are in the present moment, the future will become exciting instead of something worrisome, and you will feel trust. Spontaneity, authenticity, these are the things that mark an individual who has learned to live more consistently in the present moment. A simple quality of joy, compassion, gratitude. Feel that in yourself right now. As you let go of the things that are taking you away from yourself. Feel the spaciousness of who you are. Alert, awake. Feel how there's no stress. If you were to remember to come back to the now of yourself 5 times, 10 times, 100 times a day, at the end of each day, you would have more energy than on the days when you forgot to come back. And as you have more energy, there will be a natural feeling of well-being. This is really exciting work. Learning to start your story again and again, right now, at the beginning of yourself, this moment.